Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
It is time to talk to our guy, Ben Maller of Fox Sports Radio. Of course, you can catch him overnights right here on 96.5 The Fan, and it's all brought to you by our friends at The Landing up in Liberty. And Ben, let's get started with those 0-2 Chiefs. Before the season, every national guy is writing the Kansas City Chiefs off. Now they got their wish. They're sitting at 0-2, yet every national guy's going, no, they're fine. Why the big change from the Nationals from the preseason to where we are now?
Well, because you have to go against popular opinion, right? Isn't that the rule? The rule, if you're like, whatever, everyone's in agreement, you have to go the other way. Otherwise, nobody pays attention to you. So, listen, the Chiefs don't look great. They got to figure some things out. Obviously, we all know that. You guys talk about this all the time. You don't need me piling on. The offense is not a quality offense right now. They got to score more. They got to have more big plays and all that stuff. So, those are obvious things. But it's such a long deal, and like the Chargers are playing very well right now, but you figure they're going to – Khalil Mack got hurt the other night. There'll be some injuries. They'll lose some games. And then the problem is the Chiefs, every loss, there's no wiggle room. That's the problem, right? So the media is like piling on and say, well, then now they're going to be okay because they got Mahomes. You can't write them off and all that. But if they don't have any separation and big plays and they don't have enough of that, then it's going to be – every game is going to be coming down to the fourth quarter. It's they're not going to blow anyone out. You need a few easy games in there somewhere along the way.
Well, they haven't had easy games in a long time. I mean, it's been a couple of years since they've had that easy game. We've all been looking for. We thought Carolina last year was going to be an easy game, and it wasn't.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I mean, I thought, well, this year maybe it'll be a little different. Of course, I guess I was naive but they did. Let's be fair here. The Chiefs, that's not the easiest way to start the schedule. But if you are a good team, you win one of those games, right? You've lost 2 one-score games, the record was all over the TV, how many one-score wins they had in a row, so they were due to lose a few of those. The good news is, as we know, and I know this is going to come close to home for you, Bob, but when you're going in a slump, you want to see the New York Giants on the schedule. So that is the perfect elixir. And if you can't beat the Giants and beat them by a decent amount, then you really have to revisit some things because then all of a sudden you get the Ravens after that, and then you're looking at 0-4, and then this is all becoming like a nightmare scenario. So it's obviously a turning point game this weekend with the Giants because they're not very good. So you got the chance to get a win, get that in your back pocket, and you also play Jacksonville a couple weeks. They suck, so there's opportunity there.
Ben, I want to ask you something real quick because I don't know if you heard your boy yesterday, Colin Cowherd. He says that Jim Harbaugh is the greatest coach of all time. He's 5 for 5 was his explanation from being in college to the pros, to the college to the pros. College 3 times, pros 2 times. The Chargers look good, right? Marion Hampton was drafted. They thought the Chargers were going to run the ball 45 times a game. That has not been the case. The Chargers, the second best or the best team in the AFC?
Well, right now, if you look, the Chargers, the Raiders are not a big time win, but I still don't trust Justin Herbert. But I'd say the Ravens, even though they lost to Buffalo, it's that group. It's the same group. It's Buffalo. You've got the Chargers are in there, but I put Buffalo and Baltimore ahead of the Chargers, and then I put the Chargers third in there based on if you were to match up with them. But those teams all have skeletons, right? They've all got the boogeyman in the playoffs where something always goes wrong for the Bills. I mean, we're way away from the playoffs. I know that, Dusty, but the Bills always find a way to F it up. And the Ravens, Lamar Jackson, playoff Lamar, is also a thing where it's always like you're too short on the pass, guy doesn't get the goal line, or you have a bad game. And then, and Justin Herbert's been horrific in his playoff career. Lost to the Texans, had a bunch of interceptions. The Jacksonville game a few years ago when they had a massive early lead in that game and blew it, and he didn't do anything in the second half. So, but again, you asked me right now, so I would say on my big board, you've got Buffalo, Baltimore, and then I'd put the Chargers behind them.
And then where do you have the Chiefs?
I mean, they're in the middle right now. I mean, you know, we got it based on what's happened right now. So they're in the middle. They're 0-2. How about this? You're the greatest 0-2 team. Congratulations. Right? And hey, Dusty, I know you guys don't want to do this, but if you look, the Chiefs right now would have the 8th pick in the 2026 NFL draft. So they'd have a top 10 pick if the season were to end today.
That's fantastic. Finally get that needed wide receiver at that number 8 overall pick as we talk with Ben Maller. And I noticed you didn't mention Cincinnati, and the Joe Burrow legacy is something we're going to be talking about, you know, a lot over the next, you know, 4 hours or so. I mean, he's no longer in that category as one of the greats. I mean, and sorry, I mean, he may be good when he plays, but you got to be available to your team. Right now, Joe Burrow is out of the conversation, man.
Well, that was another thing we all got wrong. I was in line, too. My hand's in the air. I screwed that up. I thought Burrow would be great and all that, and he's gotten hurt. And now, of course, no one's blaming him. It's always, well, the offensive line, it's not his fault. It's the offensive line's fault. No accountability on that. But Burrow had, you know, he didn't play well when he did play, like the first couple games of the year, the game and a half or whatever he played. So, yeah, you definitely have to downgrade him out of that upper echelon. I hate to say it because I was a Burrow guy, but you are what your record says you are, and he is an injury-prone guy who has – that's been what he's been able to do, get hurt. Seasons end early, and that's what your record says. So you got to downgrade that, and the Bengals seasons, even though they're 2-0, you're like, is that really going anywhere? Are we going to see a Nick Foles situation there in Cincinnati where Jake Browning comes off the deck and leads the Bengals somewhere? I'm not holding my breath on that one.
Well, it's the age-old question. Would you rather be the 0-2 Chiefs or the 2-0 Bengals? And I think everybody would say they'd rather be the 0-2 Chiefs than the 2-0 Bengals right now.
Yeah, no, I would agree on that. And, you know, the thing about the Chiefs, though, you look at that division, you're like, well, the Broncos lost to the Colts. To me, that's a great sign, right? Because the Broncos, a lot of people had them as a team on the rise and all that. And the Chargers look to be legit. The Raiders are terrible with Geno Smith, so forget about that. That's not going to be a factor with Geno. You know, they'll win 6 or 7 games tops. So you look at the division, like, if you're only 2 back, you play the Chargers, you know, obviously, again and whatnot. So there's opportunity there to pick up a game on them. And so it is intriguing to look at. The Bengals are in a loaded division, though, right? I mean, Baltimore is stacked, and I don't know how good Pittsburgh is, but I think Pittsburgh's usually around 500. So there'll be some. And then you get the tomato can, the Cleveland Browns. So you've got them. Just like the Browns are the Raiders of the AFC North, that division.
Ben, there's a dynamite game tonight. The Bills and the Dolphins play, and I'm interested because Penny and the Benny, right? Or Benny and the Penny. Yeah. We're laying 12.5 on the Bills tonight. We believe in that. I mean, there's 2 defensive players out. So they're out. Miami's, gosh, I got to think, they're 1 blowout away from just burning the house down and getting everybody out of there. Is this the game, or is this one where you give me your expert advice and you say, Dusty, look in my eyes, stay away from this?
Dusty, I'm looking at your eyes right now, and your eyes are very cloudy. They're very cloudy. That's the first thing I see. Secondly, though, my philosophy has always been on these divisional games, there's only 2 ways you can go on these divisional games. You either take the points if you're getting more than a touchdown, or you don't bet the game. So that's it. Yeah, and on Benny versus the Penny, which is on YouTube now, Benny vs. Penny, follow that on YouTube, please. But it's I did pick that game, and I did take the Dolphins because we pick every game. Now, would I actually bet on that game if it was my own? No, I would not bet on the Dolphins, because here's the thing. You're right. This is a turning point game. If the Dolphins lose this game 41-6 or something like this tonight, then you got to think they're going to fire their coach. He's already on the hot seat, McDaniel. He seems half-baked all the time and all that anyway, so they'll get rid of him. So the Dolphins did not show up for the season opener. They fell behind by 30 points to the Colts. You don't fall behind by that many points if you're trying. So they had a chance to win last week. They did have the lead in the second half against the Patriots, but the Patriots are terrible. So anyway, the point is, Dusty, if I was betting, I would take the Dolphins. I would choose, I'd rather not bet the game. There are weird things that happen, though, on Thursday Night Football, right? Turnovers, it's a short week. You mentioned the injuries for the Buffalo Bills. I just don't see a lot of fight in the Miami Dolphins. That's the problem. Like, to win a game on the road Thursday, you got to have a little fight. I don't see it. Now, tonight, will we see that? We'll find out. But that point spread tells you they're begging you to bet on the Dolphins. They want you to bet on the Dolphins. They're begging anyone to bet on the Dolphins.
Do you think this is the game, though, if they do lose 41-6, Mike McDaniel doesn't get on the plane back home to Miami, they make him stay in Buffalo?
Well, I would think so. I mean, because after that, they have some winnable games. But so, you know, if you fire the coach, you get a little positive mojo going. They play the Jets and Carolina, the Dolphins, after they play the Bills. So those are some games you could conceivably win because their team's around your level. But it just it's just heading towards divorce court. And even Tua, like that whole thing, like where is Tua going to be next year? You can spin the quarterback roulette, teams that are going to change quarterback. Maybe he ends up in Pittsburgh. Aaron Rodgers retires and Tua ends up in Pittsburgh. That would be a disaster because he didn't play well in cold weather. That is also a good thing. The weather's not going to be too bad tonight in Buffalo. We know Tua, as you guys witnessed, when you know in Kansas City, when it's cold, does not go well for Tua in cold weather. He does not handle the cold very well.
All right, before we let you get out of here, Ben, I got a question for you, and I need your prediction. Which happens first? Right. Tom Brady is banned from talking to coaches, or the tush push is banned?
Yeah, so I'm going to go Tom Brady, actually. I don't think he's very good at broadcasting, right? And he doesn't need it. I know they're paying him ridiculous.
I mean, we all need $40 million a year, brother.
I understand. But just bear with me. So I did the math on the tush push, Bob. I used some Maller math. There were two votes away from getting the thing banned. So there are 9 teams. The Eagles also vote. So there's 10 total teams, but the Eagles vote. So I gave it a 22% chance because you have to get 2 of the 9 teams to flip their vote, but you also have to keep everyone else. I don't think they should ban the tush push. I want to see every team in the NFL run the tush push. That's what I want. You can't tell me that the rest of the NFL can't run it. Maybe you're not as good as the Eagles succeed 96% of the time, but why can't the Chiefs do it? It's you push the core, you're pushing Mahomes. I don't understand why more of these teams don't do it. And if everyone starts doing it, then they will get rid of it. I just don't think they're going to get rid of it. The Eagles will cool off. They're not going to win the Super Bowl again anyway.
Ben, we appreciate the time as always. Enjoy the weekend of football and we'll talk to you again next week.
All right. Thanks, guys.
That's Ben Maller, brought to you by the Landing in Liberty here on 96.5 The Fan. We talk to him every single Thursday at 7:15.
Bold prediction, real quick, before you get in there. He said, not going to win a Super Bowl this year, the Philadelphia Eagles.
Yeah.
Not going to happen. Mac, hit it.
One word.
First name is Blake, and he goes on a cruise. He goes on a Caribbean cruise.
Katie Holmes.
No. Ah!
Are you listening?
What's your least favorite thing about working with yourself?
Body odor.
You get one word.
On the count of three, name your favorite dinosaur. 1, 2, 3.
Oh, awesome.
This is One Word on Fesco and Dusty.
One word, baby. Let's do it on a Friday.
I was like, don't do this to me.
No.
Because I've been a day ahead basically all
week. Really?
Yeah.
Bob's Bonehead Raw.
Yeah. Mac.
Oatmeal raisin.
All right, let's get to it. Let's start here. Let's go start with Bill Simmons and Mina Kimes.
Your boy?
My guy Bill, man, he's been ticking me off lately. This is what he's had to say about the Kansas City Chiefs. Mina luckily was there to talk him down. One word on this.
Sounds great.
Fantastic.
Why can't we admit that Josh and Lamar are the two best regular season quarterbacks that we have? Why are we still holding on to this Mahomes thing when it's 3 long balls over people's heads and they're scoring 21 points a game now for this will be year 3?
I think with Mahomes, it feels like trying to catch a falling knife where nobody wants to like just completely miss it. Right. The timing of it. And also, it is so obvious that his circumstances are so much worse. I know, Bill, it's Tyquan Thornton is their number one deep threat.
They have two guys we waived.
Yeah, so there's your answer. It's Tyquan Thornton. I mean, those guys both have dominant rushing attacks and really good offensive lines. And they don't have world beaters, but they have good pass catching options.
Yeah.
I mean, Mahomes is like, where would you rank his situation right now as a quarterback around the NFL? Everything. Run game, offensive line, skill players. It was bad last year and he went to the Super Bowl.
I
That's
know.
That's why nobody wants to call it on Mahomes, because last year we were calling it and he went to the end.
I just think there's two different conversations. One is, who would you want for one game or one quarter? And then one is, who would you want for a season?
The one word that I would say is confused. And the reason I use that word confused is because I don't think Bill Simmons understands what matters in sports. He said they're the two best regular season quarterbacks. Who gives a poop? Patrick Mahomes is the greatest postseason quarterback of our era right now and may turn out to be the greatest of all time, depending on how his career plays out. So to sit there and say they're the greatest regular season quarterbacks, whoop-de-doo, man. You won the third place ribbon at the Pig Festival. Congratulations.
You know what? You're the best student for attendance.
Yeah, that's exactly. That's a great one. Yeah.
You know, Marty showed up every day, never missed class.
Yeah.
He got a C, but he showed up every day. Gosh darn it, Marty, you're going to be just fine. Well, I got an A on every test, and I missed 4 days of class. Explain that. My one word on that is atrocious. Mac, what's your one word on your boy, Bill Simmons? I want to know.
Bias.
Okay.
Bias. Later in that pod, Mina Kimes, he brings up Bill Belichick and Tom Brady, and Mina Kimes just under breath goes, of course.
Sean Barber. Like, Sean Barber's supposed to hook me and Mina up.
Oh, wow. Lucky you.
I think she's married, though.
I believe so. One word, Cam Ward talking about playing surfaces.
Oh, this is great.
Oh, but I mean, we practice on grass. Why we don't play on grass?
Last one, Cord.
I had to keep the last one in there. All right,
okay.
Last one.
Yes, exactly.
Thanks, guys. That'll be it. No more questions. Funny. And that the one word I will use is funny, but also he's right. Why are we practicing on grass if we're not playing on grass, right? All week we're practicing on this surface. It would be like taking hockey players and say, all right, you're going to skate on hardwood all week, and then we're going to play on ice. What? Or make basketball players practice on ice and then you play on hardwood. Like, he's not making a bad case there. If we're going to have fake grass in our stadium, then we should have fake grass on our practice field or vice versa, you know?
You should. What do they say about practice? You want to implicate the game as close as you can to the practice to make sure when you get there it's not. I mean, God bless Cam Ward.
I like him.
That's one of those thought processes that, like, it hits me sometimes. Like, wait a minute, tomorrow's Friday. That means Saturday. Oh, yeah. And it's like, are you okay? Like, is everything all right up there? But, like, that makes sense. Like, we don't play on grass. We practice on grass. I don't understand.
That's why I like getting people's opinions that aren't dialed into the everyday life of things at times.
Well done on the PR, too. All right, last one, guys. Yeah. Like, he's checked out, clearly.
Yeah. All right, we're done. Thank you.
That's it.
Yeah.
Let's get out of here. All right, one word. Jason Kelce took to Twitter, formerly X, yesterday about the tush push, about possibly banning it, about, he litigated it all. Let's hear him.
I get that there's like a hair of a second early on some of these. Some of them are legitimate false starts. Some of them I feel like fall well within the parameters of any other short yardage play. And this is the other thing. The false start thing, that thing is going to happen whether it's a tush push or a regular quarterback sneak. Guards are going to be trying to time out the snap. Good guards on short yardage runs are going to be trying to time out the snap. Like, that's how, you're late, you're going to be screwed. So, it's not like they're trying to false start.
Ignorant is the one word that I will use. This is, you know, as Dusty put it earlier, this is the guy who invented the tush push, trying to tell you that it's fine and it's legal. It's ignorant because when you start saying, well, everybody else is doing it, or you use comparisons to what other people are doing wrong, that's not the way you go about life. Two wrongs don't make a right. And I put my parent hat on in this one and I go, come on, guys. Just because everybody else is doing it doesn't mean you're supposed to be doing it right now. And they're doing something that is illegal. They are leaving the line of scrimmage or lining up offsides, and that is illegal. That's why the tush push should be banned. Not because it's a play that works. I don't care about that. I care because it's a play that works. That's now illegal. And Jason Kelce's tried to justify it based on the everybody else is doing it department.
Perfect timing to have that podcast this week. I would say Homer or Bias. Obviously, he is part of the guy that was probably in the lab. Not probably, was in the lab when they put this together. You created this. Now everybody hates it. You stand on business. I don't hate him for it, but it's obviously he's, you know, leaning into that side. Well, offsides happens all the time. False starts happen all the time. They do.
You're right.
They just don't call it for this specific play is the point we're trying to make. So, yeah, bias, whatever. Stand on your creation. You know, you create a Chevy whatever. That car sucks. No, it doesn't. Well, look at all the recalls. Well, that's on the driver. Recalls happen all the time.
Yeah,
well,
right.
This specific car has a recall in this specific part. Well, you could do that for an Impala.
Yeah.
Next question.
Yeah, it's so bizarre. And I get it. I do by Jason, and he has nobody to challenge him, and he's got his podcast, and he's going to do it. But that's an ignorant comment by Jason Kelce. It really is.
Saw this in a tweet a couple of days ago. Had to get your guys' take on it. Just a random account. About 4 million views on this tweet, though.
Ooh.
The two most important players of the century, and it shows Shohei Ohtani and Bryce Harper. One word. Two most important players of the century in Major League Baseball, Shohei Ohtani, Bryce Harper.
Mm. I mean, they're not really wrong about that. One word I would use on that, interesting.
Okay.
Because I would, you asked me right now in the last 25 years who are the most important players in baseball?
Yeah. I know it's tough.
I mean, I'd have to really think about it. I mean, how do you not have Ohtani on that list?
He's got
to
be.
Right? Aaron Judge may be on that list for the influence that he's had.
I know Dusty's guy is taking over the comments a little bit. Trout.
Mike Trout. But, I mean, too many injuries.
Harper's there by default. It should be Trout. Vernon Binkley and I had a very heated conversation about this way back in the day. I still got a video on my phone. I'll have to show it to you. Vern loves it. I send it to him once a year. And we're sitting there, and Vern and I, it's actually the 9A8, one of those weird grasshoppers that HUD brought back from, like, China or something like that.
Oh, they're crunchy. They're good. Yeah.
You
just eat it.
And so we're sitting there, and I was like, yeah, I think Harper, when it's all said and done, I think Harper will go down as a better player. And Vern's like, that's the dumbest thing you've ever seen. Don't talk to me. I got to watch this game. And I'm like, what? He goes, look at Trout, dude. He goes, go look at his numbers. Look where he finished MVP. I was like, okay. I was like,
what year was this?
This would have been 2017.
Okay.
And so, like, you know, Trout was supposed to be the next great, and he was. And then I was like, okay, well, I agree.
I wonder if Vern agrees with that today.
And then Binkley was like, yeah, Trout. It's all Vern ever talks about. It's Trout. Like, get his name out of your mouth, Vern. He just didn't say name.
Did Binkley think he was?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland. You know, think of the Browns, outside of
Browns. You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
About food?
No, like Beakley's like, Dustman makes good points. I mean, Harper, you know, because I was like, look where Harper came from. He's 16 years old, went to Las Vegas, didn't play high school, got drafted, first overall pick. Now this year, we'll see what happens.
To back up your point, what did we talk about 2 days ago? How many number one picks in the history of baseball are in the Hall of Fame? Four.
There will be
He will be the fifth.
Yeah,
he will be. Sure. So he's not there by default. He's there because he's pretty damn good at what he does. And the Mike Trout thing is, man, it's sorry, your career is who you are. It's like Toe Burrow. I mean, you're in that spot right now because of who you are and your injuries. Injuries play a big part in describing your narrative.
I also think if I was Derek Jeter, I'd have a conversation.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not
outside of Cleveland.
You know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.